Christ Jesus. Praise God. That's in the house. Thank you. Thank you. Then this message for you is that you will never be forsaken, nor will you ever be forgotten.
My God. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. By your God.
Thank you, Lord.
You see, at the time of our text, I need not tell you, praise God, Israel had been severely punished by the Lord for her sins and for her idolatry. Yeah, her cities have been ramshackled, and her sons and daughters have been carried off into captivity in Babylon. In this chapter, praise God, God promises to restore them. He made a promise to restore them, and he said, now what I want you to do, I want you to shout for joy. Praise God, because you have something to shout about. Praise God. But there were some that were still in Zion who felt that God had forsaken them and that God had forgotten about them. You see, they were looking at it, praise God, just on the periphery. What they saw that their nation had been destroyed, their capital lay waste and in ruin, and their precious temple had been utterly destroyed. So they looked at it from the periphery and said that God has forgotten about us. He has in fact forsaken us. And let me tell you something, my brothers and my sisters, praise God, sometimes we feel the same way. Oh, I ought to ask this question. Take my glasses off. Sister Lee, I gotta take these glasses off. Praise God. How many folks in here today, praise God, sometimes have felt that God had forsaken them, that God had forgotten about them? Oh man, I should have saw more than just 10 hands. Praise God. I need to raise up my two hands and all feet. Praise God, because there are some times when we feel as though God has forgotten about us.
Use him, Holy Spirit.
And I'm here to tell you today.
Use him, Lord.
Oh yeah, he hadn't forgotten about you. I don't care what it is you're going through.
Yeah.
Praise God, he hadn't forgotten about you.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina, Alexandria.
Awesome rule until redeeming.
This is what we like to call you, Jesus, Jesus.
Let's tune in.
That's what
as evangelist Ronald
Bell
takes you further.
You were born
into the word
in a manger.
Manger born on a tree.
The title of our message today is The Church Must Arise. The Church Must Arise. This is going to be our topic for today, but before we get into this teaching, we want to offer up prayers to our Heavenly Father. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you that this is a day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord, for the anointing that you have placed on our lives. We thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit that's in our lives right now. You know that the Holy Spirit will lead us and guide us, and he will keep us in all of our ways, Lord. We acknowledge you. So, Lord, we acknowledge you this day as the God of all power, the God of all anointing, the God of all this earth and heaven also. Lord, we thank you for this day. We ask that you give your people a look at who you are. Let them see, Lord, with eyes, supernatural eyes, who you are. Let them see, Lord, with supernatural eyes, the ability that you have given us. Lord, we need you in this day and this hour. We need you right now to come into our lives. We need you, Lord, to send these signs and wonders that comes after we minister, Lord. We want to see the signs and wonders come as we minister your word, according to your word. You said that signs and wonders would follow as we preach and teach your word. As we lay hands on the sick, they would recover. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you that your word is true. We thank you that you are not a liar and that you will never lie. If you said it, you'll do it. And if you spoke it, you'll make it good. So, Lord, we ask that you let this message fall on a good heart, not on a stony heart, but on a good heart that's ready to receive and ready to spring up in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for this prayer in Jesus' name. Now, as I said, we are going to be talking about the church. We must rise. The church has to arise. You know, we have to come up out of the ashes. We're no longer in the ashes. We're no longer there, saints. God sent Jesus, so we no longer have to be in the ashes. So we need to arise, and we need to begin to get ourselves straight in what we have been commanded to do. You know, the church is at a serious junction right now, where we have a lot of the word, and that's good. We have a lot of the word, but we have no real substance or power behind that word. This is a very vulnerable position for the church to be. And saints, I know you can agree with me that this is a vulnerable position for anybody to be, where you have no power. You know, right now, it's in a position that there's no power, there's no substance behind the word. We can talk the word. We can speak the word. We can shout according to the word. We can live by the word. But how many know that we're going to have to perform also according to the word? You know, for many years, God's people, the leaders of the church, have been stationary in a place where we're igniting the church, you know, with the word of God. You know, we're stirring the church with the word of God. But we have no power, no substance. You know, we have not brought this church to the levels of where God wanted to be. God wants us to be at a level of power and demonstration, you know. This is the place that God has set for his church in power and in demonstrations. Now, what I'm saying is God has placed us in the highest position in the world, a position of tremendous power. You know, a position of power and of great abilities and great wealth, a place where we can completely access all of the kingdom of God and all of the powers of God. Saints, listen to this. We can completely access all the kingdom of God and all the powers of God. This is the place that the church is at right now. This is the ability that he has given the church. Who the church is, you and I. It's us. We are the church. It's not a stone building with glass windows, but it's individuals like you and I. We are the church. The church still lives as if it's still under the law. You know, Moses gave us the law, but the law was weak. And we see that in Romans the 8th chapter. Paul talks about us and about the law, you know. So we're going to read Romans chapter 8. And when we read this chapter, we want you to see, and you will be able to see, you begin to see where the church of God is now and where we're going to begin to take our place and get in that right place as to where the church should be. You know, we're living where we must begin to take giant steps out of this paralyzed state. We're in sort of a paralyzed state right now as to where we're just sitting there. We're enjoying the word. We're loving the word. We're reading the word. We're prophesying the word. We're jumping and shouting on the word. We're doing everything, and that's good, with the word of God. But how many know that without the doing of the word, it's not complete. We're going to have to get to where we can do the word with just with just the same amount of enthusiasm and excitement. We're going to be able to do it with that same excitement and enthusiasm that we have when we read it and teach it and pray it and sing it. You know, God never meant for us to be hearers only, you know, but he expects us to be doers of the word. So I'm going to read Romans chapter 8, and we're going to discuss it. Romans chapter 8, and this is what it says. It says, and we're going to read the third verse. It says, "For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh." Now, saints of God, this is what your God did for you. The law could not keep us from sinning. The law could not keep us from breaking those laws. It couldn't keep us. Moses gave us the commandments. Thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not. And how many know the people did, the people did, the people did? All the things that he said we shouldn't do, the people did it. So Romans 8 and the third verse, it says, "For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh." See, we're in the flesh, saints of God. We're in the flesh. And we're commanded by God to come out of the flesh and to live in the spirit. Now, we know that this is spiritual activity. We know that we cannot come out of this flesh and live except when we die, we go straight to God. That's the spirit goes straight to God, but the flesh goes into the ground. So we know that whilst we're living in the flesh, we're going to have the mind of the spirit. We're going to have to live supernaturally in order to do what God has said for us to do, you know. And this is the problem with the law that Moses gave. It says, "For that the law, what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh." See, through our flesh, we're weak, and we can't do all this stuff that God has called us to do. So that's why he say he sent his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and he sent him for sin, and he condemned sin in the flesh. So, saints of God, if we're living sinful now, then we're out of place, because sin has been condemned by Jesus Christ. We don't have to sin. We do not have to sin. But guess what? If you're sinning, you can come out of that sin. You can come out of it right now because God didn't intend for us to sin. You know, God wants us to be straight.